Moncrief on News Talk.
The continuing war in Ukraine is continuing to have a profound impact on pretty much every aspect of life in that country, and one of those is books. Books have been burned, printing presses bombed, dozens of libraries have been flattened. So Louisa Cameron from Raven Books in Blackrock in Dublin decided to try to help by sending and bringing some books over. Good afternoon, Louisa.
Good afternoon, Sean.
When did you first become aware that books are being affected?
Oh, from the very start. I mean, one of the main themes of this war has been the destruction of Ukrainian culture in varying different forms. I think to date, at the last count, UNESCO had verified 15 libraries had been destroyed, and that's the ones that have been verified. So I've been aware of it from the very beginning of the full-scale invasion in February of 2022. But books is what I do. It's my livelihood. I've been in books for nearly 25 years now. So obviously that has been an area of particular focus for me. And I decided, you know what, I need to show up and do what I can. So I brought over 30 boxes of kids' books to, well, I brought them as far as Kyiv. They will be distributed to the frontline libraries by PEN Ukraine. PEN are an international organisation that take care of writers and poets and essayists in varying different countries. And PEN Ukraine obviously have been very busy the last couple of years, as writers have been a target as well.
Yeah, and so where are you sourcing the books from? Because I assume these are Ukrainian language books.
They are not, actually. No,
I did
a lot of research beforehand because I didn't want to do that thing of, you know, thinking I knew what they needed. So I talked to a couple of librarians there, a couple of other people, PEN Ukraine, and to say, you know, what do you guys need? What would be helpful? And they all said they wanted books in English. So I thought very carefully about what might be appropriate. So obviously, picture books, you can have minimal text. One of the biggest hits, actually, from one of the libraries I did visit in Lviv was The Very Hungry Caterpillar, because, you know, they have that in Ukrainian. So the librarians had so much fun showing me, you know, they do a whole thing with the kids and they had like little costumes that they dressed up in, and they had the book in Ukrainian, very well worn, and they were so excited to get an edition in English. So for the picture books, it was fairly simple. And then, you know, for the early readers, to again, keep text fairly simple. And then, so for example, for the young adults, I thought what might work well would be graphic novels, because obviously you'd have the images pushing the story along as well. Mm. And then, you know, because football is a universal language, I brought over a bunch of books on various different football players that I know, you know, the kids that come into Raven Books absolutely love. And I'm like, there's going to be kids in Ukraine that are going to love them too.
Yeah. Okay. And so they're being, when they reach Ukraine, they're being distributed to libraries. Is that the case?
Yeah. So I brought them. I crossed the border, and first up was a very, very small little village, which had a small library, and I stopped there to drop off one bag. And then, as I say, in Lviv, I dropped off another bag, and the rest of the books I got as far as Kyiv. And then PEN Ukraine have a fantastic program to support libraries on the front line, many of which had to close for a while and are now slowly beginning to reopen in some instances. I know there was one in Kharkiv in particular that they visited in June. And they are distributing the books. They obviously know what is needed where in a way that I would not. Mm. So they are the best people to distribute them as is appropriate.
Yeah. And some of those libraries, I imagine, aren't open a lot of the time. It's just too dangerous of them. So are they doing something else as an alternative?
It really depends library to library. I mean, you know yourself from being over there is that life does just go on. And obviously, libraries are such an important cultural hub that I think wherever possible, they are staying open. And as much as it's able, obviously, you know, the air siren goes off and everybody, you know, hunkers down.
Yeah.
But to the best of their ability, they are just getting on with it. And obviously, some areas in particular in the Kharkiv region are really just not in a good place at the moment, so that they're being hit pretty hard and may be facing greater challenges than some other areas on the front line.
Absolutely that's the case. Did you get a sense that there's an actual shortage of books now?
Well, I mean, this is one of the things with the printing press in Kharkiv being hit. I was only back a couple of days when that was hit by a Russian missile. And they printed very roughly about a third of the books in Ukraine. They're going to be out of commission for probably another 4 or 5 months at a minimum. One of the real difficulties there is that they did the majority of textbooks for primary schools, secondary schools. But USAID have stepped up and said, no, we are absolutely going to get books in classrooms for the start of the new school year. So at least that is being taken care of. But I mean, there was like, to watch the footage of those burning books in that building was absolutely heartrending for anybody who loves books. And I mean, they are completely irreplaceable until the printing press gets back up and running. So there will be a temporary shortage, but actually Ukraine is experiencing a real boom in their literary world, which is wonderful to see. I know you had some experience talking to comedians who had mentioned that there really is this greater focus now on Ukrainian culture, whereas before they got an awful lot out of Russia, and that has really shifted their focus. And I think this is very true with books, that in particular so many books before had been in the Russian language, and now there's a great rejection of that, and there's a huge interest and demand for books being written in Ukrainian. So that is growing and growing and growing, and obviously hitting the printing press was a detriment, but one that I'm sure they will catch up with eventually.
Oh yeah, I remember visiting a school there and asking the headmaster, do you still teach Russian? And the no.
No.
Could float an iceberg on the coldness of the no he gave me. Did you get to visit any bookshops in Kyiv or elsewhere?
I did. I went into two different bookshops. One, I kind of just stumbled upon accidentally. It was like 8:30 at night, and I was just out walking near my hotel. This beautiful little one, very new, newly opened, very young staff, and the place was buzzing at 8:30 at night. It was also a little cafe, a lot of young people browsing, sitting, reading, drinking coffee. It was so much fun seeing so many familiar covers. Of course, it's a different script, so I didn't even recognise a lot of the names. So a couple of Irish ones. They did have an English language section, like I saw Paul Murray's The Beasting right there, you know, in English. It was really interesting to see kind of what went transatlantic, well, it went across Europe and what was in translation and what they wanted in English. You know, the very distinctive cover of Yellowface was everywhere. Like I saw that being read just, you know, in parks and around the place, because it's such a distinctive cover. And then there was another one, absolutely huge, that was closer to the centre of Kyiv. Really huge and very comprehensive. A lovely big kids section. They love fantasy. There was a massive room that was all science fiction and fantasy. So that was really exciting to see as well. And just to see how vibrant it is and how engaged people are with the literary scene.
Yeah. So you'd wonder, somebody's ringing, you know, somebody's in Kyiv in a bomb shelter reading The Beasting and going, huh, yes, you think you've got problems?
Exactly.
Louisa, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Louisa Cameron there of Raven Books in Blackrock in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.